This is Senator Al Simpson. President Bush pledged that he would be the education president. His budget surely backs that up, and he starts strongly with Head Start. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, President Bush has proposed an increase of $500 million for the highly successful preschool program called Head Start. This shows that deep commitment to early childhood education, providing a head start for 180,000 additional four-year-olds. That's 70% of all the nation's eligible children. George Bush knows how important it is for all children, disadvantaged or not, to walk into the first day of school raring to go. Head Start is one of our great success stories. It's growth, readiness, and achievement-oriented. The president has lived up to his promise. It's up to Congress to do it, but it won't be enough for you. Always more, 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 eh, Ted?
Hogwash, Al. How can you say with a straight face that President Bush is living up to his promise to be the education president? In fact, his education budget clearly breaks his promise. The administration's proposal would leave education worse off next year than this year. Sure, funds will be going up for a few key programs like Head Start, but that's the exception, not the rule. Dick Darman and those city slickers in the Office of Management and Budget are at it once again, Al, bamboozling old country bumpkin Simpson. Listen up, Al. You've got to watch what they do, not what they say. President Bush's budget for education doesn't even cover the increased cost due to inflation in the past year. If the president gets his way, education will get 2% less funding compared to last year. That's a real cut, Al. Education presidents don't cut education budgets, not if they're serious about improving education. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Bill Bennett and the proper role of education in the war on drugs. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.